Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, everybody. Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and absolutely thrilled to be broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs. I'm also overjoyed to welcome our guest into the studio today, the one and only Santa Claus, Santa Rick. How are you, sir?
I am so nice. I'm jolly. I'm merry.
Absolutely awesome. And you are Santa Rick, and you are a local Santa who brings joy to children and adults alike all around this town.
Absolutely. And I want to let all the adults know that you need to come see me. Even though I bring you presents every year, you stop coming to see me, and it saddens me.
It is sad that, though, at what age do people typically stop believing?
Well, it depends whether they're in the city or the country. They're better for a little longer in the country.
Are they?
Or the suburbs. In the city, that's usually around 6 to 9, and if you can get away from that, can go to 12.
So people tend to believe longer the further they're away from the city.
Right.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Right.
All right. So we are talking with Atlanta's premier Santa for private parties and corporate events. Santa Rick is a professional, real bearded Santa who has been perfecting his persona for decades now. And he's joining us here on Atlanta Business Radio, going to talk to us about the business of being Santa Claus, particularly here in Atlanta, and bringing that joy and cheer to children all around the world.
That's absolutely right. And I do travel all over the country. Tomorrow I'll be in New Orleans. I was hired by a client in Canada to go to New Orleans for the day for a trade show.
Interesting. So let's start from the beginning. So Santa Claus, you've been doing this for decades. So what was the impetus behind all this? What got you wanting to be a real Santa Claus?
Well, actually, what really locked in the real bearded Santa versus just being a Santa, because I had been a Santa with attachments, which is the add-on beard and hair, for a long time, a couple of decades. But I was growing a beard, and it came out white, and I was at Home Depot, and I was in the garden center, and there was a little child I didn't see. I was looking at, it was the spring, and I was looking at the flowers and vegetables that were going to be coming in, and I hear this, "Daddy, Daddy," sound like a little boy choking, and I turn around and look, and there's this little boy just jerking on his daddy's shirt. His daddy's not paying any attention to him, and he's looking straight at me, and I knew what he was thinking. And so after watching him for about 30 seconds, I walked over to him. His dad still wasn't paying any attention. And I put my hands on my lips and I went, "Shh." And he stopped. He still held on to his daddy. And I said, "Don't tell anybody you saw Santa in the spring here. I'm buying tools for the elves." And it was at a point in the garden center where you can go straight through the Home Depot store. And so I stopped at each aisle and looked back, and the child was just staring at me like a deer in headlights. And so I just kept chuckling and laughing and going further and further down to the end of the store, and then I took a left. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
So that moment in time really resonated with you, and you began to think, what if I could take this to the children and the masses on a seasonal or regular basis, right?
Well, actually, I'm a Santa about 4 to 6 months out of the year, sometimes even 8 months. I'm busy in January, I'm busy in July, and I'm busy September, October, November, and December.
What kind of business is Santa doing in July?
Well, there are a lot of Christmas in July promotions, and so we do that. One of our clients is D. Geller, and we've been doing business with them for years, and they do a lovely job and have great stuff.
So in July, they need somebody like you to come out there and promote all the sales and good cheer that they're having their Christmas in
absolutely.
July sales.
So absolutely.
So, yeah, so we're speaking with Santa Rick. He has sparkling blue eyes and rosy cheeks and a very jolly personality. He's the embodiment of the true spirit of Santa, and he truly believes the world belongs to children. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when you're born, everything is new and exciting, and there's no limits. And unfortunately, parents, adults, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and sometimes just the reality of life tend to put boundaries on that and try to discourage that. And I really believe that there are fairies, and I really believe that there are a lot of things that people don't believe in. And just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not there. Everyone does see Santa, yet some people don't believe. It's incredible. It's not just a feeling. It's not just the spirit of Christmas. It's not just the joy and the happiness. It's real.
Yeah, it's belief, and things are good, and there is kindness and goodness in the world.
And I see it all the time, because I'll go into the hospitals all year round and visit the sick or deliver presents for a special occasion to a husband or wife or fiance maybe. And it's just, when people see you, there's actually one thing that happens all year round I feel so guilty about. When I'm not in my Santa outfit, when I'm in disguise, kind of like Superman when he's Clark Kent.
Right.
He looks the same, but he doesn't have the red cape on. And I'll be like going to my local post office here in Atlanta, not the one at the North Pole. Everyone knows.
Right, right. They know we'd find you there.
And a little old lady or little old man, 90 years old, bent over and crooked, will hold a door if I'm 100 feet away. If they see me, and they don't even consciously know they're doing it, it's their subconscious, because they know about Christmas and Santa.
Yes.
And their subconscious wants to believe. It's their conscious that's fighting them. And I always feel embarrassed when they do that and I start walking faster, but it's just a beautiful thing that you see.
It is very beautiful, and it's beautiful to have Santa Rick here in the Atlanta Business Radio Show studio. He is a graduate of the International University of Santa Claus. What was that experience like for you?
Well, there are a lot of Santa schools and Santa universities, and it's interesting because it's a funny thing about Santa. You could actually take a dog with mange and put it in a red suit, and from 50 feet, everybody would say, there's Santa. But what happens is, as you get closer, it doesn't look like Santa anymore. So there are a lot of people that go to Santa schools and Santa universities, and they will make magnificent Santas, because the training at all of them are very good. And there's all kinds of training. You learn about, you learn about St. Nicholas, who was a real person. Mm-hmm. You learn about different types of events and how to deal with that. And the best part, actually, is the networking between Santas, where you can get on-the-job training, kind of hands-on, from talking to other Santas who have the experience. So it's a great thing, and there are many of them. There's the Charles W. Howard School. He was a Santa back in when Macy's first started doing their parade, and just great things. There's just great things in those universities. But the question is, what's it like?
Yeah.
When you walk into a room full of Santas, it's an experience like nothing else. They all have, for the most part, all of them are real bearded, the ones that I've been to. And they all individually look so different. But when you enter the room, it's like, look, when you go in the fun house and there's the mirrors where there's like 300 of you, it's like, it's like insane.
It is. Well, fantastic. And so here in Atlanta, though, there's quite numerous Santa Clauses, I imagine, covering the entire city and all the events and parties and things going on. Is there a particular place that people can find you on a regular basis here in town?
Well, I actually travel all over in the state and out of the state. The best way to find me is to go to my website, which is santarick.com. I'm Santa Rick, santarick.com. You'll see pictures there and all kinds of information. And you'll even be able to come back in a day or two and listen to this interview again.
That's right.
Because we'll have that on the media button, and you'll be able to hear the Radio X interview.
Fantastic. And what are some of these particular events? You do everything from schools to civic organizations to, you mentioned you were out there with the sports teams. You know, what are some of the events look like that you attend?
Well, I yesterday was at the Falcons game. I'm the Atlanta Falcons, even though we didn't have such a good day yesterday.
Right, I know.
I'm the Atlanta Falcons Santa. The Braves, I'm the Atlanta Braves Santa.
And do you just go down to the Georgia Dome and hang out, let people come to you, or is there a particular spot down there?
Well, yesterday they had their big Toys for Tots promotion, which is also what the Braves did in July. But yesterday, it was a little different than what the Braves did. Yesterday, I had a bucket, and you could take a picture for free, but I, of course, had a bucket you could put money in, and all the Marines were running around with their buckets, and it was a tremendous time. And I had a lot of fun with the Vikings, because I would walk up to them, and I'd say, gee, it's so good to see someone out in the world that's colorblind. I love your red shirt. And they would all look at me.
That's great. So giving a little ribbing to the Minnesota fans out
right.
there.
It's a shame we lost after I gave them such a hard time.
I know.
They were gloating then.
But I'm sure you brought lots of joy to the adults and kids like faces out there as they are enjoying their Sunday there at the Georgia Dome.
It's funny when you get around adults and they can take advantage of children, they will get in the picture before a child. When you go to like a mall, that's right. for the children. But when you get into a public place, you would be amazed how many adults want to have their picture made with you or come up and give you a hug. Mm-hmm. And especially the grandmothers. I get lots of hugs and kisses from them.
Yeah, they're so sweet. All the grandmas out there. Special love to all of them. And thank you for listening and supporting Business Radio X. Talk to us about the business of being Santa Claus. How is business these days?
Well, if you want to be in business and you have a real beard, and you have a Santa education, it's probably the best job in the whole world as far as a potential for client base. It is definitely the best job in the world, period, just because being Santa is the most amazing thing you will ever experience. You will laugh and you will cry, and people around you will cry because you'll hear some of the most beautiful and some of the saddest stories as Santa. But as far as business, per capita, there's less Santas than any other industry. There's more lawyers, there's more doctors, there's more butchers and bakers per capita. So there really isn't competition between Santas. There are some Santas that perhaps think there is, but there really isn't. There's just so many people out there, millions per Santa.
Right. So in your opinion, the more Santas out there, the better it is for everyone.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that. And I have been doing this for decades, so I actually book out to other Santas when I'm booked and do that. And then we also have, a couple of photo booths we do, like what you see at the mall. One is in Pendergrass, Georgia, at the Pendergrass Flea Market event, and it's the largest flea market in the Southeast, and it is every weekend between now and Christmas. And then the other is in Pelham, Alabama, at the Festival of the Lights. Pelham is a suburb of Birmingham, much like Marietta is to Atlanta. And it's a great event as well. And we have Santas there. It's not me. I've hired out those jobs because you can't be Santa on both ends of the camera. It's impossible. And when you're Santa, you have to give 100% to whoever is sitting with you or in your lap. Mostly the children are in your lap and the adults are beside you, but sometimes the adults sit in your lap as
right.
well.
Right. So you're out and about on the weekends as well as during the week. Your calendar is pretty much booked up through the end of the year, I imagine.
I actually have some times. And one of the greatest things is the Catch Santa. And that is where you would call me and say, hey, listen, you know, my children go to bed at 8 o'clock tonight or 10 o'clock tonight. This is Christmas Eve. And you say, they're going to get up early tomorrow around 6. Can you come by tonight and put the presents under the tree? And what would happen is I would come to your door at 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever we agree upon, and you would give me the presents. I'd put them in my bag. These are presents you have not put under your tree yet.
Right.
And then you'll go upstairs and wake up the children and whisper in their ear, shh, don't make any noise. Santa's here. I've been trying to catch him my whole life. I don't believe it. He's downstairs, but we have to sneak up on him. And then you, of course, would sneak up on me, but I would know you're coming. Right. And when everybody's head is sideways and looking around the corner, that's when I'll eat some cookies and milk if you put those out. And I will put out the presents, and you know when the last present's coming out, and you go, oh, Santa heard you, go back. And they'll all run back to bed. They won't go back to sleep, but they will go back to bed.
Back to their rooms.
And if they're at the back of the house, I'll go out the front door. If they're at the front of the house, I'll go out the back door. But they actually get to see Santa deliver presents. And they know mom and dad, because of stranger danger, would never let a stranger
right.
in. This is the real Santa. And it's an incredible event. And that's, of course, Christmas Eve.
That could be a moment that a young child could resonate with them for the rest of their lives.
It is an imprint moment. There are certain things that Santa can do that are guaranteed to imprint, and that's one of them. And that will also keep the live Santa a lot longer when the children beside them are saying, oh, there's no Santa. They'll go, okay, you just don't know.
I remember when I was young, my grandfather came over in a vinyl suit and with a cotton white beard and came to the door with a you know, sack full of toys. I knew immediately it was him, but I wanted to believe. I wanted to think, okay, I know it's Grandpa, but maybe there is Santa really in there. And but I remember that moment. Talk about an imprintable moment on my memory. I'll never forget that Christmas when my grandfather dressed up like Santa Claus.
Right. And if you are going to be Santa, you really need to wear the whole outfit. I've heard children say, I knew it wasn't Santa by his shoes. Adults don't look at shoes. But the fur on the boot needs to be there, and it needs to be the right kind of fur. Yeah. Anything can give you away. And so the equipment and supplies that Santa buys are quite expensive. A good suit is $500+. Mm-hmm. You can get real fur and spend $5,000. Their belts with a nice buckle are going to cost you about $150 plus. Nothing's inexpensive. Good bags, you get a nice bag for around $250 to $400.
Right.
But this starts adding up. For the Santas who aren't naturally white, you know, getting your hair done, which has to be done about every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the Santa, can cost you $150 to $250 a shot.
Right.
And it takes a half a day to do the hair.
Right. But you are lucky enough to have a white beard and white haired naturally. But what about the grooming of the beard? I bet you have to take special care for that.
Actually, I used to be a manly man. Santa is not a manly man. He has to quaff his beard and quaff his mustache and quaff his hair. And it's just really a lot of work. You know, the curls here on my mustache.
Yeah, the curly cue on either side of the mustache.
They never are exactly the same. And I spend 15 to 30 minutes a day just on two curls, just trying to get those right. And it's just hard
right.
to do. So.
Now, what about the beard? Is it insured?
Actually, it's registered. It's not insured,
okay.
But I am. My beard is with the National Beard Registry.
Right. So, if something were to happen to it, or start falling out for whatever reason, you have your beard registered as a real beard for Santa Claus.
It's registered.
That's great. And we're speaking with Santa Rick. He was recently a finalist for an upcoming Santa reality show to air in the fall of 2015. He has appeared on BizLinks TV. And has been featured in several newspaper articles, and his beard is registered with the National Beard Registry. So all these little things that come together, the clothing, the beard, but it really comes down to having a warm heart, I believe. You can't be just a negative or introvert of any kind of person if you want to get into the Santa business.
It's more than a warm heart. I get calls every year from people say, yeah, we hired a guy, or we had Uncle Albert do it, like you mentioned, and he hated it, mm-hmm. and the children knew. So you really have to love children, all children, and love adults, because you'll be with adults too. And the truth is that it's not easy to do that. And it affects, I actually have to live it because I'm an all-year Santa. If you're not an all-year Santa, you only have to live it when you're Santa. But like, as I drive down the road and people cut me off, I have to smile and wave. That's right.
Yeah.
And be polite. Sometimes I blow a kiss, you know, not to be nasty, just to be nice.
Yeah. Right. Do you, your car, is it, looks like a sleigh of any kind?
No, I don't want to cause any wrecks. There are some Santas that actually do have wraps on their vehicles, and they look beautiful. Mm-hmm. They really do. But I just think it attracts too much attention. People are too distracted when driving. And I just think that we need to be careful and protect lives, especially of children. Mm-hmm. And so many people are on the cell phone that shouldn't be.
That's very good. Safety first, as always, a great recommendation there.
You have to live it.
That's right. And before we went to air, we were talking about the different types of Santas in the communities they service. You mentioned there's mall Santas, there's party Santas, and event Santas. Talk to us a little bit about those, please.
Well, a mall Santa actually has a great skill, because the companies that hire them want them to turn a person every 2 minutes. So in 2 minutes, you have to be able to find out what a child wants and make them feel like they've been with you and that you've heard everything they want to say. And it's an incredible thing to be able to do that. Not everybody can do that.
Right.
It takes a special kind of training, and these photography companies that hire the Santas actually do teach you. Some of them have classes that are 5 days long on how to do that. It's a great skill, and they're in a protected environment. They have their own staff taking the pictures. They have mall security, and the parents are there, so nothing ever gets out of control.
So a mall Santa probably just does that every year. That's kind of their wheelhouse of service that they can provide in Santa Claus.
Absolutely, and they're working usually 10 to 12-hour days, 7 days a week for 4 to 7 weeks. It's a grueling experience. Some of these Santas are aging and they can't do it, so now they're splitting the shift, and it's still very grueling even doing a six-hour shift. But it's a great job, and I've done that a couple times, and I can't tell you how rewarding it is because of the volume of children that you see. Then there's the party Santa. Party Santa is much like a mall Santa, except that he can stall. You're in a protected environment when you're at a party. Either the children are there with their parents or the adults are there, and it's an office party, so they don't get too drunk. Again, nothing gets too out of hand, but the main difference is you can spend time with the people, and you can spend a half hour, an hour with a person. There's no dead time, like radio airtime. You have to keep it moving.
Right.
And a mall Santa doesn't necessarily know how to do that. I'm not saying they don't, and I'm not saying they can't, but usually your mall Santas are just mall Santas.
Gotcha.
Your party Santas are mostly party Santas that, and sometimes we'll do an event, but an event Santa is usually doing events as well as parties and can even do malls. So while the mall Santa and the party Santa are basically in a protected environment, they both have special skill sets because having downtime is a real problem. Now, with an event Santa, you actually have to be ready for anything from a nuclear attack to Martians.
Oh, man.
Because it's not a protected environment. You're at a trade show or whatever. People get drunk. People get frisky. And all kinds of things can happen. Plus, you're mostly with adults at a lot of events. Some events are child-oriented, such as the two we're having Santas at. But you have to have a totally different skill set to be an event Santa. And again, you have to be able to keep things moving. So it's just a different thing. I am a event Santa who does parties and who does malls, but I won't do a mall except as a backup.
Well, we have an offshoot here at Business Radio X called Trade Show Radio, where we come out to the convention floor and we set up a radio booth and we interview people. And so I know exactly what you mean about the settings there at the trade show or convention center. Oftentimes, can throw you a curveball out of nowhere, and you got to be prepared for it.
And I met y'all actually at the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. That's where I first ran into.
That's right. Our Gwinnett studio and our Gwinnett affiliate, Mike Salmon and his crew, were out there at the Gwinnett Chamber recently. And so awesome. So I'm glad you were made the connection there, and which brought you here to our Sandy Springs studio.
Absolutely.
And Atlanta Business Radio. So Santa Rick is available for private parties and corporate events. If someone needed your services, walk me through that process. They give you a call. Do you have to do a kind of a vetting of that business first?
I am on every social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all the others. I'll tell you a Santa secret.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are listening to us, but I'm going to tell you a Santa secret anyway.
Shh.
Most Santas have no electronic or technological abilities. We are all dinosaurs. It's a funny thing. Santa is the front guy. The elves do all the work. And so I have a techno elf and an admin elf, and they handle all of the electronic world for me. But I'm on all the social media websites. You can contact me through that or go on the website, santarick.com, and contact me through there. I also have a phone number, which I'm happy to give out. It's 404-936-2888. That's 404-936-2888, Santa Rick. The best thing, though, is to email me. And if you email me, that is santarick.northpole@gmail.com.
Excellent. And so you still have availabilities for this coming year.
I do have some time, and especially Christmas Eve, we haven't gotten fully booked up if you want to do Catch Santa.
Catch Santa, yes. So we encourage our listeners to get in touch with him out there. Again, the phone number is 404-936-2888. You can also use the Twitter to contact him. I'm Santa Rick, at I'm Santa Rick. As well as LinkedIn, Facebook, all the other social media platforms, you can find them there. If you are looking to book Santa Rick for your corporate event, your party, or your Christmas Eve, catch Santa in the act. Your kids will remember that for the rest of their lives. Any advice you may give to someone out there who just looked in the mirror and saw, you know what, my beard's coming in white, and I love kids, and I would love to do this maybe semi-professionally or professionally down the road. What are some of the challenges or advice you would give them?
I would recommend to all Santas that their first year they do mall work, because if they plan on it early enough, some of the camera companies give you a free school and the education is great. the schools that you can go to that you pay for are also good. And if you'll call me or email me, I'm happy to mentor you and help you get through this process. It's not a freebie because you hear the most beautiful of stories and the saddest of stories. And so you need to know how to deal with those things. But it is by far the best job in the world.
It sounds like it. And any stories that this year, maybe last year, that you can share with our listeners that just really, again, concreted, cemented it for you that why you love to do this job so much?
Well, I'll tell you a quick thing about what happened last night down in the Pelham arena where we had a photo booth. We had a family pod that came. It was the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and a child. And both parents are deployed. One is in Iraq and one is in Afghanistan. I didn't know the military did that, but they do. And the whole family came to have the child talk live on Skype to both parents. And we shut down the booth just for them. And everybody on the set, Santa, everybody, and Santa does cry a lot. Everybody was crying, and the parents on Skype were crying, and it was just a beautiful event. But as far as stories go, last year, out of all the time that I've been Santa, I had the most beautiful event happen, and that was a four-year-old child came and sat on my left knee, was facing me as they do, and right beside me on the right side was his mother, a woman about 35, and the child came up and said, I said, what would you like for Christmas? And he said, oh, I don't know. And so one of the things that you have to learn when you're Santa is you have to develop your sixth sense. Santas can sometimes say things that can get you in trouble. Parents maybe can't afford the present, or the present's inappropriate, or it could just be a secret that you don't know about. You know, you have to be careful when you say, how's your mommy and your daddy, because they may be divorced or anything. So you just have to develop the sixth sense. And Santas all the time are working on that, but when you and haven't perfected it, but what they do perfect is when they've done that, how to get out of it. And so I said to the little boy, what would you like for Christmas? And he said, oh, a toy. And I said, okay. And he told me the toy, and I said, anything else? And he was very shy. And he said, no. I said, well, you know, you've been a really good boy. How about one more present? And he said, okay. And he named another present. And then I said, anything else? And he looked me in the eye. And when he did that, I knew I'd done something wrong. I didn't know what it was. I knew I'd done something wrong. And he said, I want a trampoline. And I looked to my right, to his mother, and it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. She was sitting straight up, leaning back. The muscles in her face were moving, and she wasn't making a sound, and she was trying to hide behind me, even though she was beside me. And so I looked at the little boy, and I said, you know what? I don't think a trampoline's going to fit in my bag. So, you know, because I assumed they didn't have money for a trampoline. And he said, no, not a big trampoline, a little trampoline. And so I looked at him and I looked at his mother, and now tears were coming out of her eyes at an incredible rate of speed, just a constant flow. And I looked at him and I said, well, gee, yeah, I've never seen a little trampoline. You mean one like this? And I put my arms in the 3-foot circle like the little exercise trampolines. And he said, no. And he took his little forefinger and thumb, index finger and thumb, and he made a little bitty 2-inch circle. He said, one like this. And I said, well, wow, I've never, ever seen one like that, and I've never heard the elves talk about anything like that. I don't know what that's about. And I looked at his mother, and her blouse was already soaked from tears, but she wasn't making a sound, and she was leaning back where her son wouldn't see her. And I said, well, why would you want something that little? And in unison, he said, for my brother, and she said, he lost his brother.
Oh, man.
When that happened, we're all crying, except for, well, my whole staff instantly starts crying. I'm crying. The mother, of course, is crying. He's smiling because he's got his hand up and he's staring at his little trampoline that he said. And so I look at him and I say, that's beautiful. And he says, yep. And he's just so proud of himself. He says, yep, my little brother had a little soul.
Oh.
And his little soul just needs something exact same size to make him happy. That's why he needs this little trampoline. And it was just all tears for everybody then. And I said, you know what? Santa's never made a trampoline like that or even heard of one, but I'm going to go back to the North Pole tonight. And this was about a week and a half before Christmas. I said, I'm going to stop the elves from making everybody's presents, and we're going to build your little brother a small trampoline. I said, and you know what else? I'm not going to promise you this, but I'm going to try. Santa's never gone to heaven. But I want you to know, for your little brother and his soul, I'm going to try to personally deliver that to him.
Wow.
And in all the years, and I've been at this decades, I don't ever remember the conversation ending and people getting up. To this day, I don't remember. I never remember when I stopped crying or when they got up. And I was so moved by that. I have a very dear friend, Jay, who I as soon as I got off from the that party, I went to him and I said, Jay, what's the take on this? He's a very good person to run things off of, great visionary. And he said, it's about humility. He said his little brother was humble, had a little soul, and he didn't want a big trampoline. He didn't need to be haughty. He just needed a little trampoline for his little soul.
Well, that's fantastic, and it certainly embodies why you do this, and the children and the imagination and the creativity they have is endless. And each year, you probably get to experience all this all over again.
It's a beautiful thing, and it does happen every year. You get the good and the bad.
I was watching my nephew over Thanksgiving, and he's about four and a half, and talking to my brother, and I said, when does the imagination go away from us? He was playing with his cars and his trucks in the sand, and he was envisioning all these great construction equipment, you know, job site type things. But at some point, we all sort of lose that ability to play within our own imagination. And I bet Christmas has a large part to do with keeping that imagination with us as long as possible. But from your perspective, at what age does it all tend to, we grow up and forget about the magic of Christmas?
Well, the magic of Christmas goes longer than the belief in Santa. I think for most people, the magic of Christmas actually remains for their whole life. People are, the reason that we've made it and everything else is extinct is because we can have hope. And as long as there's hope, there's a desire to go forward. But as far as belief in Santa, it usually disappears a little faster in the city than when you live in the country. In the city, anywhere from 6 to 9 is usually the range. And if you're not a city person, usually it's up until 12. Mm-hmm. But there are people that I run into, and they look me right in the eye, and I know they're not patronizing or being funny, and they're adults. And they say, I still believe in Santa. I just haven't seen him.
That's good. That's good. And you know that adults still believe. They're still passing it down to their children. This is a tradition that happens year after year. We want to continue to make it magical for all the youth out there today. Christmas can get away from us, the commercial of it all, the business and the hustle and bustle. But it's great to just take a moment, spend some time with a guy like Santa Rick and get grounded again on why it's just good to believe.
It's really, you know, it's so nice to be at peace with yourself and the world. And there's a season, unfortunately, there's a season for that. It should really be an all-year thing. But when you get to that place, you know, you all know, it's just an amazing, magical moment that you want to hold on to. So hold on to it.
That's right. Don't let it go. Embrace the moment. And particularly for the kids today, out there today, we want you to, you know, make your list. And Santa will check it twice. And if there's something your heart truly desires, it will all come to you in due time.
That's correct.
Right. And so, so Santa Rick, when you're not at the North Pole and you're not busy working with the elves and putting things together, what do you like to do in your off time?
Well, the elves are working almost all year round on building toys and getting things ready and supplies. But they come from all over the world and they go home to visit. We make sure they all go home to visit. But I, when I'm not at the North Pole, I have a few hobbies, and one of them is I love to metal detect. So if you're ever on the beach, you know, Santa in a bathing suit looks like a homeless man. So if you're ever on the beach and you see a white-haired fellow with a white beard and a metal detector, it's probably me.
Okay.
I love to do that. I find a lot of rusty nails, uh-huh. and I'm glad to get those up. They don't go in people's feet. I find some lead weights from the fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
I find millions of bottle caps. And I make about $1 an hour finding pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Oh, but you should go to some of the richer beaches, maybe South Beach or something.
Well, if you go to those beaches, there are so many people with metal detectors. It's actually, it's funny. I'll go to some beaches, and there'll be a half a dozen or a dozen guys with metal detectors. And that's okay. I love seeing other people, and I talk to them. They're busy looking for stuff. They think they're going to get rich. I'm just having a great time. But please don't litter on the beaches. Whatever
right.
you bring in, take out, because people can get hurt.
Yeah, no, don't litter anywhere. That's good advice from Santa for sure. And so if he's not out there detecting metal on the beach, he's also gardening and singing, but he also volunteers for several organizations here in the metro Atlanta area, including Big Brothers of America for the past 41 years. Is that right?
I think it's 42 now.
Well, okay.
My little brother, Adam, it was just an amazing gift. It's actually 42 years. It is. And his family, he's moved over the past 42 years. He was in the military. He was in Texas. He's a bigwig for AT&T, and he was in New Jersey. Now he's back in Atlanta, and I would go visit him. And of course, his family is from here. He would come here, and we've kept in touch. His children, Alex and Matthew, Uncle Ricky and Uncle Santa and Uncle Santa Ricky, and I love them dearly. And they're like my own.
So your experience there with the Big Brothers of America. Also, you can find him volunteering with the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the DeKalb County Judicial Panel Review Program down at the Georgia Aquarium, as well as many, many other places. If you would like Santa Rick to fulfill your holiday needs and wishes, you can contact him today. You can send him a direct mail at P.O. Box 29160, Atlanta, Georgia 30329. Find him on Facebook, SantaRick.NorthPole. LinkedIn, he's on Santa Rick. Telephone number again, 404-936-2888. And as we approach the holiday Christmas season here in 2015, I'm sure he's going to be out and about around town. So if you see a guy out there dressed just like Santa with the real beard and the rosy cheeks and the blue eyes, make sure you go over there and tell him your Christmas wishes, and he will do his best to make them come
true. Every Santa loves that. Every Santa, even though they're not all real, but you'll know the real Santa by the twinkle in his eye and the feeling in your heart.
That's right. And do you guys, at the end of the year, all you Santas get together and have a big bonfire and drink some eggnog together and commiserate the
No, Santas don't drink. That's
okay.
First off.
Okay, that's good to know.
Right. If we were going to get together and eat, which we do, we usually go to a place that has nice dessert. We do get together basically 9 months out of the year from January through September. Santas don't meet too much the last 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
All Santas are pretty busy then. There are cruises on ocean liners. It's the Santa Cruise. There's several of those. If you ever want to go to the North Pole, find out which one's got a bunch of Santas on it. There are conventions. There's trade shows. There's all kinds of activities with Santas. And then there are schools. As a matter of fact, next year in Branson, Missouri, is going to be the largest convention of Santas that have ever existed. They're expecting, I forget what they said, 500 or 1,500 Santas.
You'll be there?
I don't know if I'm going to go. It's in July, and I'm pretty busy in July, but it'll be this July. And if you need to know about that and you want to plan a trip around, I'm happy to tell you where it's at so you can plan your trip. I won't plan your trip, and it's too late to ask me for tickets in your stocking, but but you can get there.
Right. So Santa Rick welcomes the opportunity to personally speak to you about Santa and all your doings at your particular event, your party or promotion or marketing campaign. You are able to help out, so make sure you contact him.
And I'm happy to do commercials or product endorsements as well, or print advertisement.
Good. Yeah, because I'm sure that, like I said, people need to start putting together the holiday commercials in mid-July.
That's why I stay busy all year.
That's good. And so, and do you get some time off? Do you get to go to the beach for extended period of times and do your metal detecting, or are you staying busy all year round?
Well, I stay busy, like I said, usually at least 6 months out of the year, sometimes eight. But I do get away. And, of course, friends and family are very important to me. There's nothing more important than friends and family. And I make sure that I have time for them and see them all the time.
And friends and family listening out there today, make sure you leave some milk and cookies out for Santa this year, because he wants to deliver those presents and prizes to you, but he doesn't want to leave on an empty stomach. So make sure you set aside a little special dish for Santa as he comes down the chimney at your home this year.
That's right.
All right. Any final thoughts for our children out there today, Santa Rick, before we have to let you go and get back to work?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that it's not easy to grow up. And sometimes you might get naughty or you might feel bad or sad, but it's real easy to get back on the nice list. And if you'll just realize that maybe what you did wasn't the best thing to do and you could do it different, you're always going to be on the nice list. Santa wants you on the nice list, and it's easy to be there.
Very well said. Santa Rick, thank you so much. We wish you much success in this Christmas season 2015, bringing joy around the world to all the believers and little children out there. So hopefully we'll see you back here in the studio soon.
Oh, it's so good to see you. And I remember you from when you were seven.
Oh, thank you so much. I try to be good. I try to be good. So if you're out there doing something to change your world and your market and your profession, please let us know here at Business Radio X. We'd love to feature you on one of our programs in one of our mini studios here on the network. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.